We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Don't Let Sin Grow. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from James chapter 1, verse 15. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. I have just read from the English Standard Version. For about 3.5 years, Judas Iscariot walked with Jesus. He saw miracles no man had ever seen, heard teachings no ear had ever heard, and shared close fellowship with the Son of God himself. Yet hidden in his heart was an unchecked desire, his love for money. At first it seemed harmless. He occasionally dipped his hand into the disciples' purse, John 12:6. But desire, if not brought under control, always grows. The little coins in the purse no longer satisfied him, and soon the devil whispered a deadly proposal. Sell your master and you will hit it big. Tragically, Judas yielded. Matthew 26:14-16. What began as a private weakness ended in public betrayal, shame, and eternal loss. Matthew 26:24. This is how desire works. If you control it, you will live. If you feed it, it will grow, give birth to sin, and eventually bring forth death. You gain control over your desires by renewing your mind daily through the Word of God. Romans 12:2, Ephesians 5:26. And if desire has already produced sin, don't let sin grow. Cut it off quickly by confessing and forsaking it. 1 John 1:9, Proverbs 28:13. But if you cover or condone sin, it will only harden your heart and bring you under judgment. Remember, it is mercy that triumphs over judgment, James 2:13. After confessing and forsaking sin, don't stop there. Identify the desire that gave birth to it and combat it in prayer with Scripture until God supplies the grace to overcome. Go into today knowing that victory over sin begins with bringing your desires under the authority of God's Word. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to live victoriously over sin and death. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 7. Our Bible reading plan is continuous. This means that if you're just starting with us today, by this time next year, you will have completed the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Today's reading comes up next, Proverbs 7.
My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. They will keep you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words. At the window of my house, I looked down through the lattice. I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young men, a youth who had no sense. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house at twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in. Then, out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is unruly and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him, and with a brazen face, she said,
today I fulfilled my vows, and I have food from my fellowship offering at home. So I came out to meet you. I looked for you and have found you. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon.
With persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.